Mishnah Hail, though when we say Hashem's name, we pronounce it Adoy and then Noi. We don't pronounce it as it is written. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they mention Hashem's name, they would pronounce it as it is written. A Yud and then a Hey and then a Vov and then a Hey. Now because of that, when it came to people answering Amen after a Bracha, since this holy name of Hashem was mentioned, instead of just saying Amen, they would say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Now the Mishnah relates that there was a story in the days of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananim ben Taradion who had the following custom on fast days. The last 7 fast days out of the 13 which the community needs to fast. That one particular person who was the Chazan, he davened in front of the Aron HaKodesh, the Gomez HaBracha Kula, and he finished the entire bracha of Goel Yisrael, which is the first bracha which they start changing and adding in bits to the end of the bracha. The Lo Anu Achrav Amein, and the people did not answer after the bracha Amein, rather they answered with Baruch Shem Kvim Al-Chusel Leilam Va'ed. They wanted to mirror how things were done in the Beis HaMikdash. One explanation for why is given by the Teferis Yisrael, who explains that when one fasts, it's considered as if he is sort of offering his own flesh, his own body. He's hungering his own body. And the Gemara says that that's considered as if one brings a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. And so because of that, the procedure which is done on a fast day, Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanin ben Tirajin felt that it should mirror in some way the procedure which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, when it came to blowing the shofar, tiku ha-kohanim tika'u. Somebody would announce, kohanim, blow the shofar, blow a tekiah. And the fact that it says tekiah twice implies that they would blow tekiah teruah tekiah, which is the standard set of 3 blasts of the shofar. And although really anybody could blow the shofar, they preferred that Kohanim would do it, again, in order to make it more similar to what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, before blowing the shofar, so after the Chazan had finished the bracha, he would then go back and say the ending of the bracha again. He would say, Mish'ones Avram Avinu Bahar Maria, the one who answered Avram Avinu on Har Maria, when he went to perform Akedas Yitzchak, Hu Yana Eschem Mishav Kol Tzakasri Mayim Azeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying on this day. So that sentence he would repeat again. Of course, he wouldn't say Baruch Atah Hashem again, but this sentence he would repeat after the bracha, and then they would blow the shofar. At least that's the way that certain Mefarshim explain. There's a number of different explanations of what exactly took place. But the reason why they did this is because since the answer of Baruch Shem Kvim Al-Chus Al-Olam Va'ed is much longer, it seems in a way like its own bracha in itself. Not just an answer to the bracha, or Tashem's name, but it's as if it's a whole other bracha in itself, or at least it appears to be so. And because of that, if they were to blow the shofar after everybody had said Baruch Shem, then it would imply that the shofar is being blown in response to this bracha of Baruch Shem. But of course it's not. Of course it's accompanying the added brachas themselves. And so in order to show that, they would repeat the end part of the bracha to show that the shofar is not being blown for the sentence of Baruch Shem, but rather for the actual bracha which they had said. And they would do this for all of the brachas. So for the next bracha, there would be a slight difference. Instead of blowing tekiah teruah tekiah, they would blow teruah tekiah teruah. Tekiah is a long single blow, whereas teruah is lots of shorter blows. So for the second bracha, Hariu b'nei Aaron Hariu, blow teruah, the sons of Aaron, Kohanim. Blow a teruah. So the fact that it says teruah twice implies that it was teruah tekiah teruah. And again, before actually blowing it, so they would make the announcement to blow it after the bracha was made, after they had finished the second bracha. Then the Chazan would go back and say, Mish'ones Aviseinu al Yamsuf Hu Yana Eschem Mishav Kol Tzakas Chamayim Azeh. The one who answered our ancestors by the Yamsuf should answer you today and listen to the voice of your crying. And again, only then would the Kohanim actually blow the shofar. So this was the custom in the locations of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananel ben Taradion. However, Sheba Adova Eitzel Chachomim, when the matter came in front of the Chachomim and they heard about this custom, Omru, they said that this procedure should not be followed because Lo Hayinu Nagim Kein Ela B'Shara Mizrach V'Har HaBayis. We were only accustomed to doing this by the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash and on Har HaBayis, the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash stood. The reason being, as we explained, that only when Hashem's name is pronounced in its proper form, which was only done in the Beis HaMikdash, only then would the response be Baruch Shem. And that's really talking more about Hashem's name, the glory of Hashem's name and His kingship. But since on a fast day, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they do not mention Hashem's explicit name, so they shouldn't say Baruch Shem, they should just say Amen. And if they just say Amen, then there's no need to repeat the last sentence again, because it would be clear that the shofar is being blown for the actual bracha itself.